6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. We have, as we often do, we have a terrific program for you today. At 6:30, we'll be joined in studio by the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael. He'll have a commentary for us today. Then at 7:15, we're joined on the Newsmaker line by the very best Washington correspondent in the country, our national political editor for the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network, calling in from Washington, Neil W. McCabe. But right now, we are joined in studio by our very good friend, Michelle Two-Ls Foreman. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. And so you are a candidate in this August 4th primary, the Republican primary.
Yes.
You have an opponent. And it's a contested race. And you're running in the 59th House District. This is a new district, right?
This is brand new. So this goes along the southern border of Davidson County, starting over in the far southwest where Highway 98 and 100 meet.
Mm-hmm.
Comes across the lower part of Bellevue and Westmead and Bellmead, Forest Hills, Oak Hill, all the way over to Cane Ridge.
So if we were to say, well, in the boundaries of the current, of the new district, I guess they're currently, they're split up between three Democrat members of the House of Representatives, roughly, right? Is it what, Bob Freeman and Jason Potts?
And Bo Mitchell.
And Bo Mitchell.
Right.
Right. So, but it's been split up, and so it's a new district. There's no incumbent. I guess none of those guys, who will be running on the Democrat side in the general election?
Bo Mitchell's brother-in-law. So you take those original districts.
You're kidding me.
No, those districts were pushed upward, which left the bottom portion of the county open, if you will. And so Bo Mitchell's brother-in-law will be the Democrat.
Trying to keep it all in the Democrat
right.
family, huh?
Right.
So
right.
He's uncontested?
He is uncontested. He had no opponent in his primary.
But you've got an opponent.
I do.
What's his name? Wyatt somebody?
Wyatt Rampe.
Wyatt Rampe. And Wyatt, haven't heard from you, but you're welcome to come on the show anytime you want and put forward your case. The district, I think when you look at these redistrictings, so the most well-known redistricting in the country, I think, is the congressional redistricting of the 5th Congressional District.
Yes, I think
so. Which basically went from a Democrat plus 20 district and was safely Democratic since 1875, a Democrat represented the 5th
right.
Congressional District. It was called a Dem 20. It was mostly Davidson County with a little bit of Cheatham and Dixon. Jim Cooper's represented the district since before the dawn of time. 2003, I think, but even more. That district was redesigned, and now it's an R plus 11, I think. And so that's why it's so hotly contested.
Yes.
And that so many people want to get the seat. Because if you win the Republican primary on August 4th, you've got a good chance of a very good chance. You're likely to be elected in November. The Democrats do have a candidate running unopposed, Heidi Campbell, the state senator,
right.
who's a far lefty but a tough campaigner,
right?
And not somebody to take lightly if you're a Republican. Now, so what's interesting about this is if you look at the likely voters in this new district, does it lean slightly Republican? What is it?
It does. It leans a little Republican.
Is it R plus four?
I've heard R plus six. That means to me R plus two.
Yeah.
Maybe four if we're lucky. There is a slight lean. And considering what's going on in the country today, it does look like that Republicans will be able to take this seat, again, working hard and not taking anything for granted.
And you want to be that Republican.
Absolutely.
Who comes in, you want to win the August 4th primary.
Absolutely.
Against one opponent.
Oh,
and so we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about what you're seeing. You're doing a lot of door-to-door out there?
A lot of door-to-door.
It's in 95-degree heat?
I would say 100-degree
plus. 100-degree
plus. Easily.
Yikes.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. And of course, Election Day, 3 weeks from tomorrow.
I know.
Early voting begins Friday, the day after tomorrow.
Right.
Hey, this election is here. We'll talk more with Michelle Forman, one of the candidates for the Republican nomination in the 59th House seat, after this. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. And it is 6:17 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios in Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are joined in studio by our friend Michelle, L's.
Good morning.
Two L's Forman. And Michelle, you are a candidate in the August 4th primary here in Tennessee. You're looking for the Republican nomination in the new 59th House district. Tell us again the boundaries of that district.
Well, I was ready to go on vacation. I think I said Highway 98. My husband texted me and told me, but it's actually Highway 96.
Yeah.
Where Williamson County.
People knew what you meant.
I know. My husband gave me a hard time, but he's listening to me. But it does. It stretches from that far southwest corner all the way across the southern border of Davidson County. So, bottom part of Bellevue, Westmead, Bellmead, Forest Hills, Oak Hill, Brentwood, and all the way over to Cane Ridge.
For people who aren't familiar with you, tell them your background and where you stand on some of the key issues here in this race.
Absolutely. So I grew up right here in Nashville, right across the Davidson County border, and I'm a wife, I'm a mother.
So let me just stop. So
yes.
Just to be clear, you're a native of Tennessee.
Absolutely.
A native of Nashville. One thing you are not, you are not a carpetbagger. You knew that was coming, right?
I knew it was coming.
You are
I
not
knew
a carpetbagger.
I'm safe.
This is a carpetbagger-free zone here in Tucker 98.3 and 1510 WLAC.
No, I'm here. I'm local. I graduated from Bruin Academy. I graduated from David Lipscomb University.
We know David Lipscomb well.
Yes. Loved it. The best time of my life. I'm a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. I began in the operating room at Vanderbilt. My love is psychiatric nursing. Mm-hmm. And I've worked in various areas. My last stint was working in... Went into the corporate world and managed the clinical risk of about 250 surgery centers.
In addition to that, though, you are a graduate of the Nashville School of Law.
The Nashville School of Law.
Just like people say the Ohio State University.
Right.
You must say the Nashville School of Law.
And I'm very proud of that. Yes.
And you've been involved in Republican politics for some time. You've been a member of the State Executive Committee.
I was elected 4 years ago to the State Executive Committee.
State Executive Committee, right?
And I sit as the chair of the Permanent Elections Subcommittee, and mm-hmm. we work on election integrity issues here in the state of Tennessee.
And aren't you involved in, efforts to close the primaries?
Absolutely. You know, we have
Republicans in primaries. This has been how long have conservative Republicans been trying to close the primaries?
Well, since I was elected 4 years ago, we've sent a resolution and we've requested twice, or we've encouraged the General Assembly twice to close the primaries.
And what kind of response do you get on
that? The response is from the General Assembly, they don't want to alienate the voter. We need to have party registration because we have now en masse a call by Democrats, liberal Democrats, to cross over into our Republican primaries, literally telling people that they can, by Tennessee state law, vote in Republican
primaries.
It's
true. If you are a Democrat, it is legal for you to cross over, and because we don't have party registration in the way other states do. You could vote in any primary, and we're not trying to encourage that. but it is true that it is legal.
It is. The qualifications are such that it's an honor system. The voter has to be a bona fide member of and affiliated with the political party in whose primary the voter seeks to vote, or at the time the voter seeks to vote, they can declare their allegiance.
They can declare. And so that's the little hook there, right?
But how do you prove that?
Well, it's the declaration of the person. So for that day, these are basically Republicans for a day.
In name only.
Yeah.
For a day.
Yeah. And now in some races, I know in Wyoming, for instance, there's a big push to get Democrats to vote in the Wyoming primary for Liz, J6 committee, Kafka committee, We Hate Donald Trump. That's in her crowd, right?
Right.
There's a big push to get Democrats to cross over and vote for her in the Republican primary. That's right. Later in August.
Right.
Senator John Barrasso said, well, that's not going to help because there are not enough Democrats in Wyoming to put her over the top. It things are a little different in Tennessee.
They are different. And so what I've proposed with my subcommittee is that we present a resolution to the General Assembly to have partially closed primaries. In a partially closed system, you do have party registration. So you'll have Republican and Democrat registered voters. And those that choose not to affiliate, we'll call them independent, they can potentially vote in a Republican primary or a Democrat primary. And that takes away the argument from the General Assembly that we would disenfranchise. Now, the key there is that each political party would then have the ability to determine, do they open their primaries to those independents or not?
Yeah, and the reason, the whole mess in the vouching process, right, that right. Everybody's read too much about, does somebody vouch for this person? Are they a Republican? Are they not? If you had party registration, you wouldn't have to go through all that.
That's exactly right.
And everybody would have fewer headaches.
Oh, absolutely, especially the SEC.
yeah, the State Executive Committee of the Republican Party. As you go, so here we're coming towards the end. You kind of try to run through the tape here, right?
Right, right.
What's it like when it's a contested primary, as in your case? And you got an opponent doing stuff and you're doing stuff. What's it like in terms of the personal discipline it takes to keep plugging away at this and with the uncertainty as to, how's this thing going to turn out?
Sure. You've got to be committed and you've got to go out and meet these voters and you've got to understand what the issues are, but you've got to make the connection with the voter. Otherwise, there's really no incentive for them to come to the voting booth and vote
for you.
So
talk about the door-to-door stuff that you're doing. It's like, how many doors have you personally knocked on?
Thousands of doors.
And what day of the week do you knock on doors?
Every day. Almost every day.
In the evening, early evening? Or?
From the
beginning?
Sometimes I can start at 10 o'clock in the morning, sometimes noon. It just kind of depends.
Do you get overheated? Is it too hot out there?
You can get sick. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, you drink plenty of fluid. Now, when you knock on the door and it's 95 degrees,
right,
and somebody opens the door,
yes,
what's that conversation like?
Well, first of all, I have to say that Nashville has some of the best people you will ever meet.
So they're nice.
They are wonderful. Now, consider this is a primary, so we're hoping that they're nice. But what I love is having the individual open the door and they say, oh, hey, I know you.
How often does that happen?
It depends on what area of town I'm in. If I'm in Bellevue, they know who I am most of the time. And that had to do with running against the councilman out there and having such a notorious council race in 2019. But also the tax recall in 2020.
So you've been pretty active.
I've been very active. And
people are familiar with you.
Yes, and they're very grateful.
Does anybody ever say, get off my lawn?
No. I've not had anyone yet say get off my lawn. Not yet.
All right. Now, if you're listening and Michelle knocks on your door, don't say get off my lawn. You're probably going to have somebody say that and then laugh.
And okay, then
because somebody listening to the show now is going to probably do that.
That's I'll take that into consideration. But one of the greatest compliments I get is when someone says that, Michelle, I know who you are. You're a proven candidate. No guesswork. You've got my vote.
Michelle Forman, thanks for joining us today. And
thank you.
Good luck running through the tape
for
the next 3 weeks and 2 days until the election. And by the way, your opponent's welcome to come in and talk here.
Great. Okay.
All right. We'll be back with more after this.